Oh, the Earl of a point to London has gone, and all his nobles with him. Sad was the heart of his lady fair, because she could not go with him. Oh, the Earl of a point to London has gone, and all his nobles with him. Better he had stayed at home, or taken his lady with him. And as she walked out upon the green among her gentlewomen, sad was the letter that came to her hand, that her lord was wed in London. And as she looked over the castle wall, she saw two boys a-running. What news, what news, my bonny little boys? What news have you of London? Oh, good news, my lady gay, for the Earl of a Boyne, he's coming. And ere he's within 2 miles of your walls, you hear his bridles ringing. Oh, my grooms, all be well in call, and happy your stable shining. Of gone and haste, bear none this day, since the Lord of a Boyne, he's coming. And my maids all be well in call, and happy your floors are shining. And cover the stair with herbs sweet and fair, and the floors with the finest linen. And deck my body in the finest array, and my hood of the whitest linen. And my apron shall be of the goods of gore, since the Lord of a Boyne, he's coming. So stately she stepped down the stair to see if he was coming. And her gown it was of the good green silk, trimmed with the red silk trimming. She's called to Kate, her waiting maid, and Jean, a gentlewoman. Come fetch me a glass of the very best wine, to drink his health, it's coming. Gone out to the close to greet her lord, says you welcome for your coming. She's gone out to the close to greet her lord, says you thrice welcome from London. Oh, if I be off as welcome as you say, then kiss me for my coming. For tomorrow should have been my wedding day, if I'd stayed any longer in London. Oh, she's turned down around with a look of disdain, says, woe's me for your coming. Since tomorrow should have been your wedding day, then go kiss your whore in London. My nobles all come mount your steeds, I'm sorry for my coming. And tonight we shall lie at the bonny bog a-gite, and tomorrow take horses for London. Oh, Tom, my man, run after him, and beg him to take me with him. Oh, I've asked him once, and I'll ask him no more. It's never a mile you'll ride with him, and a year and a day. She lived in woe, the doctors we were dealing, until at the last her heart it broke, and letters were sent to London. When he saw the letters all edged in black, oh, he fell to grievous weeping. Oh, she is dead that I love best, I had but a part in keeping. There were 15 of the noblest lords that London could provide him. From their hose to their hat, they were all dressed in black, to mourn for Bonny Betty Irvine. And the further he rode, the sorer he wept, for I had but a heart in keeping. Oh, sooner I had lost all the lands of a boy than my Bonny Betty Irvine.